Well, Malcolm Turnbull, as James mentioned, has taken to the world stage in the last few hours addressing the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris. The PM signed Australia up to a global drive to double the funding for clean energy technologies. But he's shied away from a separate push to phase out government subsidies of fossil fuels in the wake of a revolt by some National Party MPs here at home. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, is right across all this. She joins us from Canberra. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Malcolm Turnbull, one of 150 world leaders who stood up to address the climate summit in Paris, and he's placed green technology and innovation at the heart of Australia's pledge to reduce carbon emissions. Australia getting on board this international push, which is spearheaded by Barack Obama and Bill Gates overnight.
Yes, that's right, Fran, and it's green technologies, which were the centrepiece of Malcolm Turnbull's address to fellow leaders at the climate conference. Australia signing up to this initiative spearheaded by Barack Obama and Bill Gates that will see governments increase their spending on research and development of clean, green technologies. The current investment in this country, Fran, is about $100 million a year. That will double to $200 million. This particular initiative has been embraced by about 20 countries, including the heavy emitters, China and the United States. Here's Malcolm Turnbull.
We firmly believe that it is innovation and technology which will enable us both to drive stronger economic growth and a cleaner environment. Now, we are a highly social and innovative species, and so the more we share innovative technologies, the better they will become. Today, Australia joins with many other countries in supporting Mission Innovation, which aims to double investment in clean energy innovation over the next 5 years.
This initiative, Fran, it's called Mission Innovation. It will run parallel with a separate business program being put together by Bill Gates to try and leverage private investment of these new technologies once they emerge from the lab and hit the market.
So there's some conflicting signals out there, Alison. I mean, as our Prime Minister pledges to double Australia's efforts on the clean energy investment front, our government is still intent on scrapping the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, both set up as clean energy sort of drivers. And the PM also has said overnight that Australia won't sign up to an international treaty which would wind back fossil fuel subsidies.
Yeah, we had confirmation yesterday, Fran, that the government still wants to scrap the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and ARENA, which is very much at odds with this drive by the Prime Minister to embrace clean energy at Paris. Also striking quite a discordant note, the Prime Minister's refusal to join about another 40 countries who have signed up to a communique which calls for the phasing out of subsidies for fossil fuels, which of course are the main drivers of carbon output. Now, Australia was planning to sign up to this communique, but that was before a mini revolt on the backbench, especially among National MPs who feared that the diesel fuel rebate, which is an article of faith for farmers and miners, could be sacrificed in the process, the rebate worth about $5.5 billion a year. The Nats argue it's not a subsidy, but rather a legitimate business excise, not the view, though, of the environment movement, which sees the rebate as a subsidy for polluters to keep on polluting. So it does appear to be quite incongruous.
Okay, always at these climate summits, we saw it in Copenhagen in the intervening years as well, financing is a thorny issue. Now, Malcolm Turnbull has announced in Paris that Australia will contribute $1 billion over 5 years to help developing countries fight climate change. I think this is contributing to the fund that Tony Abbott once dubbed Bob Brown's bank. Is this new money being made available? Is this pledge new money from Australia?
Well, it's not exactly new money. What it is it's a scaling up of an existing commitment. Australia has already contributed about $200 million to this Green Climate Fund. This is to help developing countries such as those in the Pacific try and fight the impact of climate change. Malcolm Turnbull used his speech to confirm another $800 million will be contributed. That will take the total to $1 billion over 5 years. But this is the kicker. It will come from the aid budget. So it's not exactly new money, rather a reallocation of existing funding. Larissa Waters, the Greens senator, the Greens deputy leader, she's also in Paris. I had a chat with her just a short time ago.
It's not even all new money, and it's coming out of the foreign aid budget. So our government is robbing Peter to pay Paul with this tiny amount of money. It's a real disappointment, and I think the countries in our region will be particularly disheartened at Australia's lack of meaningful commitment to help them.
Now, Larissa Waters did make reference to what other countries are kicking into this Green Climate Fund. For example, Germany, $4 billion a year by 2020. But of course, Germany, a much bigger economy. Canada, a more comparable size economy. They will be contributing about $2.5 billion a year compared to our $200 million, Fran.
Okay, Ali. And just finally, the Prime Minister has also recommended Australia to reducing carbon emissions by between 26 and 28% by 2030. So despite all the fine words being spoken, Australia hasn't ratcheted up our commitment.
No, that's right. Recommitting 26 to 28% carbon reduction by 2030, Malcolm Turnbull says that will be good for jobs, good for the environment. There was no indication at all from the PM that those targets will be scaled up when the next review rolls around in 2 years' time. Nonetheless, he ended his speech to the conference speaking of the capacity of humanity to rise to the challenge and mitigate global warming.
Our agreement here in Paris must provide a common platform for action, the dynamism to build ambition, and a robust and transparent reporting system. Australia is not daunted by the challenge. With great optimism and faith in humanity's genius for invention, we are confident that with our collective leadership, we will, in common cause, secure our future.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull addressing the opening leaders' summit of the UN climate change talks in Paris. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, there.